Price diamonds. There are those who would pay dearly to possess them, sometimes too dearly. Such a one was Peter Van Dusen, a Dutch farmer living with his English wife Martha and a 17-year-old son Tom on the banks of the Vaal River in Africa. Now we take you to their home.
And England in the springtime, my boy, is the most enchanting place in the world. A beautiful garden spot, grassy green meadows, greener than any others, and the hawthorn trees. All the hawthorn trees have the most delicate, sweet fragrance.
I can see it all, Mother, just as you describe it. And someday, when I become a famous painter, I shall put that scene on canvas, an English countryside in spring, and I shall dedicate it to you. You love England, don't you, Mother?
Very much, son.
You've made me love it, too. Love it. As much as I hate it here.
That is wrong, son. I want you to love England, but this is our home.
This isn't a real home, Mother. It's nothing but an everlasting grind from morning till night. I hate the drudgery and monotony of it all. And I was never born to be a farmer, Mother.
I know, son. Ever since you were big enough to hold a brush, you've always wanted to paint, to create something.
Yes, that desire is stronger than I am. Can you understand, Mother?
I can understand perhaps better than you think. I, too, have desires, wishes.
Do you realize, Mother, that I am over 17? I should be studying with some master right now if I'm ever going to amount to anything.
To hear you talk, one would think you were an old man instead of a boy with his whole life before him. There's plenty of time for study, son.
If we could only make that trip to England that Father promised. I could study there. Do you really think he'll let us go someday?
I'm not sure, Tom. Something's on his mind. Something's got hold of him. It's stronger than work and the farm. He broods and plans. But somehow you're going to have your chance to study. And England means opportunity for you. You're 17. Soon you'll be a man. And I want you to have a man's chance.
You'll never know what that means to me, Mother. Your keen understanding, I mean.
I think I know, son. But come, put away your sketches and get ready for supper. You don't want to do anything now to make your father angry. And you know what he thinks of your drawing. Hurry up. He'll be coming in any moment.
Yes, here he is now.
There's that boy. Oh, there you are, huh? Sneaking away from the field before your work's done.
Oh, he's only been here a few minutes, Peter. He wanted to finish that sketch before it got too dark.
Yeah, wasting time with trash like that when he ought to be helping me. You're making a mollycoddle out of him, Martha. Now get up from there and put those sketchings away.
Yes, sir.
Supper's all ready and on the table. Draw up your chairs. Bring yours, Tom.
Excuse me, Mother, but I don't care for anything to eat.
Now, Tom.
You come and eat your supper.
But I don't feel like eating, Father.
Very well, then you go to bed without any. And I warn you, if I ever catch you fooling away your time this way again, I'll throw all that trash away and give you a good hiding. You understand?
Yes, sir. Good night, Mother.
Good night, son. Peter? Do you realize Tom is 17? Why do you continue treating him like a child?
I'll treat him like a child until he learns to behave like a man.
You don't seem to understand, Peter. Tom is different from you in every way. He wants to be an artist. It's his one ambition. And you'll be making a grave mistake if you persist in destroying that ambition by trying to make a farmer out of him.
Well, so long as he lives under my roof, he'll do what I say. When he can't do that, he can get out. Pass the bread.
I'm not going to quarrel with you, Peter. But I do think that perhaps a change at this time would do us all good. The grind and monotony here has frayed all our nerves. And since you've promised Tom and me...
Promised what?
That Tom and I could go back to England for a while. Don't you remember?
I remember. That was a month ago. Pour me some coffee.
What difference does a month make?
A lot of difference. I can't spare the money now.
Why, I'd like to know.
I'm going to buy some land.
Oh, you own more land now than you can possibly cultivate.
I'm not buying the land to cultivate. I've discovered something. Something I haven't dared breathe to a soul. I want to buy all the land I can get hold of before anyone knows why I'm doing it.
Peter, I believe you're losing your mind.
Yeah? Well, you won't think so when I tell you there's good blue diamond clay on every farm along the Vaal River. I've even found some on this place.
Diamonds on this property? Oh, I don't believe it. You'll never find any diamonds here, not if you live to be 1,000. It's a fool's dream, Peter.
A fool's dream, huh? Just a minute, my dear wife. You wait just a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, I tell you, I've already found him. A fool's dream, you say, huh? See this little leather pouch? Just wait till I open it. What do you say to this? Look at him. Do those look like a fool's dream? Well, why don't you say something?
Are those really diamonds, Peter?
They're diamonds, all right. I've had each one examined and appraised. I'm going to scrimp and save to buy land and more land. I want the diamonds that's in that blue clay.
I see. There are 6 stones here. About how much are they worth?
They represent about £2,000 as they are. Cut, they'd bring half again as much. Think of it. £3,000 right there in this little leather pouch.
If they're as valuable as that, why do you risk keeping them about the house?
Nobody is going to suspect there is anything of value in an old tobacco pouch. Besides, they could never find it. I always keep it carefully hidden away.
Yes, carefully hidden even from your wife. £3,000 in diamonds and over £800 sterling in the bank at Kimberley, and you refuse to keep your promise?
I can't spare the money now. Besides, you've had one trip to England.
Yes, 17 years ago, when Tom was born. Since then, I haven't set foot off this farm, except when it was necessary, and then only to Kimberley.
Well, ain't that enough?
Perhaps it's enough for you to see me slaving my life out here in this lonesome wilderness, day after day and year after year. Enough for you to see your son growing to manhood with no hope of a future.
Well, it's good enough for me. And you'd better make up your mind that it's good enough for you and him, too. I'm the master here. This is my house. And you're my wife. And you'll both do what I say. Where's that pouch? I'm going to bed.
Why, Tom, it isn't time for supper, is it?
No, Mother. I don't suppose I should have come in from the field so early. But the light's just right to finish my painting. I just had to come in and take advantage of it.
Where's your father?
He was down in the lower field an hour ago.
He won't like it, son.
I know he won't, Mother. But it wouldn't have done a bit of good to ask him. Oh, Mother, it's the best thing I've done so far. I'll hurry along before the light changes. Goodbye, Mother.
Tom!
Yes, sir?
Where are you going?
Why, I...
What are you carrying there under your arm?
It's just a painting. I wanted to finish it in this wonderful light.
I told you what I'd do if I caught you wasting your time with such nonsense, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Give me that canvas.
Father.
Give me that canvas.
Why, I... No, sir, I can't.
You mean you won't? You dare defy me? You?
Tom, Tom, my boy.
He tore it up, Mother. My painting. He tore it up.
I saw, son. Go into the house.
There's no call for you to come interfering, Martha. This is my business.
I saw you strike him, Peter.
I told him what he would get if I ever caught him with that rubbish.
You can't dominate him by violence, Peter. I won't let you. This is the end.
So that's it. You're going to take him away from here.
Just as soon as I can pack our things.
Where do you think you'll go? You won't get a farthing from me.
I don't expect anything from you.
Very well. Go then. And take your precious son with you. He's no good to me. He's a sniveling, good-for-nothing weakling. Take him out of my sight. He's no son of mine.
No, you're right. He's not your son. He never was your son, Peter. He's my son. All mine. No part of your dull, plodding life is his. For 17 years, I've watched him grow and develop into a vital, responsive human being. Sensitive to the finer things of life. In spite of your cruel selfishness and your heartless domination of him and everything else you thought you owned.
What do you mean?
I've given you 20 years of my life. 20 endless years in this godforsaken country, without friends, without love. Sometimes I thought I'd go crazy, but I didn't. I had him to live for. Now I'm going to give him his opportunity, give him a chance to live and develop his talents. In doing that, perhaps I can find a little happiness for myself. Happiness that has been denied me here.
Happiness? Haven't you had happiness here?
You can't understand that, can you, Peter? You have become a machine. A ruthless, driving machine. Blind to everything save your unreasoning greed for diamonds. Well, I too have learned the value of diamonds. Learned that they can provide the means to freedom and opportunity. You'll find your precious leather pouch empty, Peter. The diamonds are gone.
You mean you took my diamonds?
No, Peter. Not your diamonds, but the diamonds from our farm, where I've worked and dreamed and planned for 20 years. And at last the old farm has given its reward. I sent the diamonds to England and sold them to provide a home for my son.